This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A proposal to expand gender discrimination laws initially passed the Colorado House today after a lengthy debate. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Current state law bans discrimination based on sexual orientation. The bill would also add gender identity and gender expression. Republicans say the measure's new definitions are too subjective and could be difficult for businesses to comply with. Democratic Representative Brianna Titone is the state's first known transgender lawmaker. She says the bill is a matter of respect.
This bill puts into law what we already do. We already do this kind of stuff here. I stand before you today asking for respect. I've seen some respect in this chamber before from the majority of people from time to time. I want that to continue.
The measure still needs a final vote in the House. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A federal judge says state officials must stop studying whether killing bears and cougars will boost deer populations. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife first proposed the plan to cull bears and cougars in 2016. The study was meant to determine whether removing predators could boost ailing mule deer populations. Scientists objected from the get-go, saying the agency was serving the interests of deer hunters instead of conducting sound research. After environmental groups sued, a U.S. district court ruled federal funding for the project illegal Tuesday. That stops any further culling in the upper Arkansas basin near Salida, but a portion of the project in western Colorado is already complete. It's unclear if wildlife officials plan to appeal. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coming up, the group chatting platform Discord is growing by leaps and bounds without targeted ads. Could it be a model for other social media? The story in 5 minutes on All Things Considered. Also, a bipartisan group in Congress wants to help revive Main Street after many businesses have struggled or closed due to the pandemic. CPR's intrepid Washington reporter Caitlin Kim has our story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 51 in Denver and Colorado Springs, 41 degrees in Vail, 58 for Pueblo. This is CPR News.